that follows us all the days of our life. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now. Lord, we glorify your name. Father, your name is great and greatly to be praised. You are awesome, Lord. You can move mountains. You can keep us in the valley. You're awesome, God. You're the giver of salvation, and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Today we're forgiven. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And Father, we ask you right now that you touch every soul, every heart. Touch every mind, every body. Strengthen them, Lord. Father, whatever they're dealing with, I pray that you give them the strength to make it through. Father, you said in your word that your grace is sufficient for us and your strength is made perfect where we're weak. We declare, Lord, your strength. Father, we thank you now. We love you, Lord. We praise you, God. Father, give peace to that troubled soul. Give joy to the heart of that person that's heartbroken. Father, we thank you right now that you give us joy unspeakable and full of your glory. Father, we ask you right now that you give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which we shall write upon the word of faith, the word that brings healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, and prosperity to all that hear and believe. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your love, your kindness, your grace, your mercy, your anointing. We thank you, Lord. And Father, after you've healed and after you've delivered and set free, after you've blessed us, Lord God, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we will join with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy.
Holy.
You are holy. You are holy, God. And we thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We want to look at Luke chapter 16 from the thought. A message from hell. The choice is yours. Hell. He says that let him bring and dip the tip of his finger in the water. He says, and cool my tongue. He said, I'm tormented in this flame. In verse 25, Abraham said, son, remember that in thy lifetime receiveth thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. Now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Look at this. He says, now he's praying, but his prayers are not being answered. He's prayed, his prayers not being answered, and that's just like many of us. We pray, but we don't get what we want. Amen. We pray only because we're in the heat. Help me now. Help me now. Help me. We pray because something has gone wrong in our life. But what about when things were going good? Did we even pray? We probably prayed 2 minutes, but now because of trouble, we can pray 30. We probably pray once a day, but now because of trouble, we pray all day long. We're talking to the Lord all during the day. Lord, you know. Oh, come on and say amen. Yeah, we're talking to him in the car. We turned the radio off, and now we're talking to him when we was really listening to the radio when things were going good. We were listening to 101.9 and whatever else we listened to. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah, we were listening to all that while things were going good, but now we want to listen for God. I'm trying to hear the Lord. We were always on the phone, always talking to somebody. Now we don't want to talk. We can turn the phone off because we need to hear God. Because of the heat, because of the trouble, because of the pain we're in, because of the problem we have. We are no different than this man most of the time because we don't pray until we got to pray. You see, answered prayer, a prayer is being answered, depends first of all on your person. Who you are. Are you in him? Do he know you? It depends on your person. But it also depends on your posture. How do you come into prayer?
He was the rich man, so he didn't have to approach God. But you got to learn that the Bible said that we got to be humble. Amen. We got to be humble before God. He said he gives grace unto the what? Humble. We have to learn to humble ourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt us in due time, a due season. Amen. We need to know that our posture before God has to be that God is above. Oh, come on and say amen. And we're beneath him. That's why the scripture says in Psalm 121, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. So what's cometh my help? For my help come from God. In other words, God is above me. Amen. He's the only one that can sit above me and see what I'm going through and help me from the position that he's in. Now look, prayer answered not only depends on your person and your posture, but it depends on your position. Where are you praying from? This man was praying from hell. The real hell. Come on and say amen. We pray from the furnace, and that's good. We pray from trials. We pray from pain. We pray from persecutions. Amen. But don't let yourself get in hell, because we be talking about, you know, I'm going through hell. No, you hadn't went through hell. I've been going through so much hell. No, you haven't. You're just going through a fiery trial. That's not really hell. Because in hell, there's no soothing of the pain. There's no quenching of the fire. The worm don't die. He eats you up. Come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, in hell, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. The reason why it's weeping and gnashing of teeth, you can't, you know, when you got weeping and gnashing of teeth, you can't even talk because you're too busy saying, ooh, the pain's so bad. But this man gives us a message from hell. Look at this. He says, let him go, cool my tongue. But then Abraham tells him, look, he says, you had your chance when you were living. You had the opportunity to be a blessing, but you cared about nothing but your blessings. You stored them up. The Bible says that this man had storehouses, and he got an abundance, and instead of helping others and spreading out and sowing seeds of abundance into other people's life, he tore down his old barns, built up new barns, and stored the rest of the stuff that he had in the barn, only to rot away. And Jesus was letting us know that that's not the way he wants us to be. He don't want us to keep it all to ourselves. Oh, come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, he wants us to be a blessing while we yet live. Because what can you do once you pass? You can't help anybody from the other side. Oh, Lord, help me today. Oh, yeah, so this man, he says, and he tells, and Abraham said, look, you know what? Besides that, there is a great gulf between us. We can't even pass from one to the other. You can't come over here, and we can't go over there, because we are here with God, and you are separated from God. Amen? If you make your separation from God now, you will always be separated from God later. Amen? We need to draw nigh. The scripture said, draw nigh unto the Lord, and he will draw nigh unto you. Amen. Now look at verse 27. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. He said, I pray that you send him to my father's house. We got to see here. He's crying out. And he says, I want you to send him to my father's house. Now this man showed that he really, you know, at first it was just about me, but then now it's about my family. When you fail to see further than just you and your family, you fail to see what God wants you to see. We pray for my four and no more. We only look at who's with us and who's around us. But there's a world of people that need our prayers. There's a world of people that need us to reach out to them, to help them to deal with the things that they're going through, to show them that there is a way, to show them that there is a God that sits high and looks low. He says, send them to my father's house, for I have five brothers. And let him, that he may testify unto them, lest they come unto this place of torment. He said, look, I've been a bad example for my brothers. I know they got my money. And they're going on with life. They're doing what they want to do. But you need to send them to my father's house so that they can hear and get a testimony. So that they can get a witness of the place that I'm in. So that they don't come to this bad place. There's a message from hell to all of us. You don't want to come here. There's a message from hell. You don't want none of this. there's a message from hell that's been sent to you to let you know that you don't want to partake in the torment that's down here. Come on and say amen. He said, I got five brothers, and I want Lazarus to go testify. Now, do you know those five brothers saw Lazarus when they came to visit the brother that died? They saw him, and they probably didn't help him either. But now they want help from Lazarus. Now, he said, send him to go help. He says, let him go and witness so that he can tell them, don't come to this place. Abraham said unto him, and you know I love God because he always got an answer. He said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went from them from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded by one that rose from the dead. Look at this. He says, now, this man's crying out, but God is not answering his prayer. And the reason why I know it's the person of the man and the posture and the position the man is in is because David cried out too. Psalm 34 says, and David said, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him. It depends on who you are and who you know. Come on and say amen. And look at this. He says, now send him and let him speak to my brothers because my brothers are in trouble. My brothers, they're going to come to this place and they don't know what they're about to deal with. Amen. But look, they don't. And we got to understand the word of the Lord is so powerful. The word of the Lord is sufficient for us because look at this. He says, let them know about this. And Abraham spoke to him and said, they got Moses and the prophets. In other words, you need to hear the word that's been preached. You need to hear the word that's been sent to you. Come on and say amen. While you yet live, you need to hear the word. Why do I need to hear the word? The Bible said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the reason why Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham is because not that he had all kind of things in this life, but because he had faith. He had trust in the Lord. Every morning when he woke up, he didn't know where he was going to get any food from, but he trusted the Lord. Every day while he was in pain, he trusted that the Lord would make a way out of no way. Every day while he was sitting there, he had faith and he believed in God, and God took him by the hand of the angels and placed him in a place prepared for him. Do you know there is a place prepared for us if we believe? Oh yeah, we can have eternal life. For John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Oh yeah, John 3:36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. I wish I had some help now. John 5:24 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. But he said, but he hath passed from death unto life. Do you know that this life that we live is only a fraction of life? This life, I don't care how long it is, 60, 70, 80, 90 years to 100, but it's only a small portion of the life that God intends for you to have. He said everlasting life, eternal life. In other words, you will never ever taste the death in your spirit and your soul. You'll never taste the death, but we got to take off the flesh, because flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. Oh yeah, we got to understand that. We got to see here that what we go through, just as Lazarus went through, 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light afflictions is but for a moment. Uh-huh. How do I measure a moment? A moment is measured in the bat of an eye. Oh yeah, our light afflictions are only but for a moment. Come on and say amen. But it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight in glory. We need to know today that this, what we deal with on this side, is working for our good. So, come on, Romans 8 tells us that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to the called according to his purpose. Come on and say amen. We need to not be selfish like the rich man. We need to understand that even if I suffer like the poor man Lazarus, there's a place that I'll be seated in time. Come on. Yeah, the Bible said that we are seated in heavenly places. Oh, I wish I had somebody. And we don't have to pray for a soothing satisfaction. Because God will satisfy us with long life, according to Psalm 91. We need to know that he gives us salvation, but it's based off his word. When we look at what happened, Abraham was letting them know that there's no way that they'll believe Lazarus if he came back from the dead. He said, now, if they not persuaded by Moses and the prophets, and look, they got miracles to go along with what they're talking about. They got some stuff that you can literally see. And you know how it is, if you thought you saw a spirit, you would say, oh, I don't know if that was real or not. Maybe that was a shadow. They would have still doubted whether or not somebody came back from the dead to preach to them. Oh, come on and say amen. But you know what? When we look at this, we see here, he said Moses and the prophets. What did Moses have? Moses had a rod. Oh, come on and say amen. The rod represented the word of God. Moses had a word from God. He had a testimony from God. And he said he had, and the prophets. The prophets speak on behalf of God. And the only way that we can have eternal life is to be able to hear a word from the Lord. It's time out for hearing all of this philosophical stuff and all this psychological stuff. You know, it's really no place for psychology in the church, because it's spirituality in the church. Amen. We need to know that we have to be spiritual when it comes to the church, because we'll miss something in the spirit if we're worried about what's going on in the soul. Do you know that the soul, it has to have the spirit in order to know what God wants? It is in the spirit where you meet God, and the soul understands what God is saying, and it causes the body to do what God wants you to do. And so therefore, he says, now you need to hear what the prophets and Moses have to say. And when you hear that, you will be able to escape hell. How do I escape hell? How do I get out of the place of torment? It's because if I hear what God said, if he that hath an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches, I'll be saved. Come on and say amen. When I hear the word of the Lord, I don't have to die and taste the death. Come on. And then he says that if one came back from the dead, that still wouldn't persuade them that they need to straighten up. Do you know that Jesus came here and died already? And there are people who are just like the rich man's brothers. Do I have a witness here? We need to know that the world are the brothers to the rich man. They hadn't even paid attention that someday they're going to die. They hadn't paid attention to that someday there's a place called hell for those who are damned. Oh, come on and say amen. There's a place that is prepared for them, just like there's a place prepared for us. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. I wish I had help today. We need to see what the scripture is saying here. When we look at the power of his word is sufficient. Lazarus was in paradise, but the rich man was in hell. Lazarus in the place of peace. Now, when I think about paradise, I think about when Jesus was on the cross. Here it was, Jesus between two thieves. They had one thief on one side who was saying, look, Jesus, if you say you are who you say you are, I wish you would just come down, save us first, and then save yourself. In other words, he was just like the rich man. All he wanted to do was get some relief. All he wanted to do was come down off the cross. Didn't want to go through his crucifixion. But then you had the other thief on the other side who said into Jesus, he said, Jesus, he said, remember me when you come into the kingdom. And Jesus said, that's all right. You'll have it today. Come on and say amen. He said, this day will you be in paradise. And I want you to know this morning that you have to make a choice today, because there's a message from hell that you don't want to go there. You don't want to live eternity in hell. I wish I had somebody today that understood that when Jesus died, he said that this day you'll be in paradise. What was Jesus saying? He said, I'm going today to hell. I'm going to preach to the souls that hadn't heard this word. And when I tell them how good God is and what God has done for them, I'm going to take them from hell, because I prepared a place for them also. But then we got to make sure that we preach the word so that people can hear what I have to say. We want to preach the word and let them know that Jesus came and died for our sin. We want to let them know that even though he died, he didn't stay dead, because on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And when God raised him from the dead, he gave him all power in heaven and earth. We need to know that he has the power to deliver you from whatever you're going through. He has the power to be able to heal your body. But you know what? If he don't heal it, will you still hope in him? Will you still trust in him? Will you still believe in him? I believe in the Lord. I believe that he'll be with me. Oh, come on, always. He'll be with me when I'm sick. He'll be with me when I'm well. Then I'll be with him. Oh, come on and say amen. I'll be with Jesus. He got a place prepared for me. He said, I got a place here that I've designed just for you. And so if I can keep hearing the word and keep on believing the word, the Bible said that it's given to those who endure. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one. Anybody know the one? Oh yeah, to the one. I'm the one. You can be the one. The one that endure it to the end. Oh, come on and say amen. I know you may get tired at times. You may feel like you're about to run out of gas, but run this race with patience. The Bible tells us, they that wait upon the Lord, that he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do I have any witness here? I've been weary sometime, but you know I've been encouraged, because the scripture tells me that be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Do you know how to keep going? I know how to keep going. I keep going by his word. When my strength seems to fail, I'm reminded of what he told Paul. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect wherever you're weak. It doesn't matter what you're weaknesses. Doesn't matter how you're getting beat upon. Doesn't matter how the storms of life are raging. Doesn't matter if you're poor like Lazarus was and you're full of sores and you're hurt. Oh yeah, you've been sore a long time. Many of us in the church, we're sore. We're sore about what things have happened to us. We have sore spots. If you talk about a certain thing, we get mad all of a sudden. We got sore spots. But I'm thankful to God that God will heal your sores. Look at what Jesus did after he came down off the cross, and Thomas said, I won't believe it because I know you, Peter. We always say he's doubting Thomas, but I believe that Thomas was good and all right, because Peter was a liar, and he knew that Peter would lie, because Peter said, I don't even know the man. Can I get a witness here? Thomas said, Peter, I don't believe you unless I can touch his hands and put my fingers through the holes. But here comes Jesus. Oh, come on and say amen. Jesus looked at Thomas and said, Thomas, he didn't say, look at my sores, but he said, look at my scars. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that when you go through your cross and you go through your crucifixion, he will heal you and you're no longer sore. I can talk about what I've been through. I don't have to cry about it anymore, because when I look back on how I got over, my soul looks back and I realize the way that I got over, it was by the grace of the Lord. Wasn't my doing. Wasn't because I was so good, but it's because he's good. Wasn't how I prayed, but I heard the word say that he make an intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So he prays for me. I got somebody that's praying on my side. I got somebody that knows what I'm going through, and he's not going to sleep, not going to slumber, but he got away, and he said, I'll lead you through the path of righteousness for my name's sake. So you can go through the valley of the shadow of death. Don't get fearful, but have faith that whatever the outcome, it's all right with me. It's well with my soul. Whatever goes through, it's well with me. Whatever I have to pass through, it's well with me. I won't stay here, because I'm going through. No matter what others may do, I'm passing through this. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. But glory, Glory be to God. I'm going through the blood. Say yes. Say yes. Won't he do it? Won't he make a way for you? Won't he bring you out? Won't he set you up in heavenly places? Won't he feed you? Won't he give you rest? We're going to a place. You see, heaven is a place. Paradise is a place. Come on and say yes. It's the same kind of place that Adam lost, but Jesus gave it back to us. Paradise is a place where there'll be no dying. There'll be no wickedness. There'll be no sorrow. There'll be no pain. But this place is a place of health. It's a place of healing. It's a place where more than enough. It's a place where we praise him. Oh, come on and say it. We ought to praise him now. Because when you praise him now, you can praise him later in the presence of God. Can I get a few people that'll get with me and say, let's magnify the Lord. Come on, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord with me. Let's magnify his name. Is he all right today? I'm making it my choice. I'm like Joshua. He said, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I don't care what others do. But if you're coming to my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I'm not talking about sitting on the pew. I'm talking about helping people. I'm talking about praying for folks. As for living word, we'll serve the Lord. Because I know one thing. It may not pay much now, but the retirement is out of this world. I get a crown that's fit for a king. Say yes. I'm going to put on new clothes. You see, Lazarus, when he was down on earth, he didn't have the finest garments, but there was a robe that was set aside from him. He didn't have shoes, but he had golden sandals. I wish I had somebody. He used to lay on the street. Now he's laying in Abraham's bosom. Can I get a witness here that it doesn't matter what you're going through now, but what you need to focus on? I don't build my hopes on temporal things, but I build my hopes on things eternal. So what I'm going through now, it don't even matter, because I know that God has a way. Oh, come on and see it. He has a place that I'm destined for. See it. Won't he pick you up? Won't he turn you around? Won't he do it for you? Won't he bless your soul? Won't he take you like Lazarus? Place you in a place of peace. He'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Can I get a witness here? Can you see it? I know he's all right. I said, I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? If you know he's all right, won't you see it? See it. Hallelujah. We need to do what the rich man did, but do it on this side. Send a message to your brothers. Send a message to your cousins. You need to text message them. They say Facebook them. Come on and say yes. You need to do something and let them know that was a message from hell. You don't want to go there. You need to send a message. Let your people know that there's a message. You don't want to come there because it's not designed for you. There's no rest. There's no peace. Do I have a witness?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support. We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m.